listener production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths at your news briefing. Canberra Airport has been brought to a standstill with a person in custody after a shooting incident. ACT Police Superintendent Dave Kraft says fortunately no one was injured.
A male has entered Canberra Airport in the departures area. He has sat in one of the areas adjacent to the glass windows. After approximately 5 minutes, this male has removed a firearm from his possession and let off approximately five rounds. Police have responded to this male. He was taken into custody and is currently at City Police Station.
Flights in and out of the airport have been halted as police investigate the incident, setting up an active crime scene. Witnesses have described the chaotic scenes.
I'm feeling fine now, much better. Earlier I was a bit alarmed, but yeah, now I'm fine.
And I managed to find a couple other people that were by themselves and we kind of huddled together. One woman was with a really little baby and we hid behind one of the information desks. We hid there for a couple minutes because we just didn't know what was going on.
That audio from the ABC. Meantime, investigations continue into a double shooting in Sydney. Two women aged 39 and 48 were gunned down in a vehicle last night in Revesby. Hundreds of people have been evacuated from a residential building in Sydney's CBD. A fire broke out on the eighth floor in the early hours of this morning, with 500 forced to leave the premises. And author Salman Rushdie has been taken off a ventilator one day after he was stabbed while preparing to give a lecture in New York.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.